Hello, dear listener. This is Basement Gaming, episode 37. My name is Herb, and I am joined by my dear cousin Brigham. On this episode, Brigham and I talk about our most replayable games and games we bothered to collect all the achievements for. If you enjoy the show, please remember to follow us on Twitter at BasementGaming9 and your podcast listening app of choice. Don't be afraid to share the show with your friends. With the formalities out of the way, welcome to Basement Gaming. We are here.
Indeed. You know, I was thinking about it. I think every time you introduce me in the intro, I'm just going to steal someone else's intro from the gaming industry. Like, I don't know why. I feel like I watch a lot of like IGN and Kind of Funny and like all these other, you know, gaming centric channels, and everyone has their own like unique thing. And I'm like, why make up my own when I can just steal everybody else's, you know?
Incoming lawsuits. But
I would love that. That means they listen to our show. It'd be great.
That'd be insane. Can you imagine if just like someone in the industry is just looking for just the most underground podcast they could possibly find because they're sick of all the bells and whistles of like the big podcasts? Like, look at these two just nerds just having a chat. Give them a listen. They just happen to like it for some reason.
Yeah. And like, wait, that's my catchphrase. Greg Miller's listening to us. I'm just like, what's up, everybody? And he's like, wait. That's my line. Kind of tangent, but yeah.
It reminds me of like, if you ever watched the Rooster Teeth podcast, the guy Gus on there, he does this thing where he always says his name at the beginning and at the end of the introduction. Because yeah. he wants to be the first and last name mentioned. It's kind of a funny bit, but I think they've done it for like years at this point. They just keep with the bit. It's kind of crazy. But anyway, enough about other podcasts. We are here. 37, just barreling down on 40, which
I wonder what the midlife crisis of our podcast is going to be like, you know?
Who knows? we'd never see it coming. Maybe we'll buy some like expensive gear to do the podcast with, and then it's just like, why are we doing this? Why are we buying this? Like,
I was just talking about like our theoretical, because you know, this, up until this point, we've kind of acted like our podcast was a living human being, right? Where we'd said our podcast was able to drink at 21, got a license at 16. So at 40, you know, a midlife crisis occurs. Like, what does the podcast do?
Yeah, the podcast definitely buys something. That's like the buying something crisis,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm. But yeah, besides that, this week, it's kind of funny. This week, I decided to replay a game. And I was wondering, like, before I tell you what I've been playing, like, what is your most replayable game? And, like, let's say besides WoW, I guess, because, I mean, obviously, WoW or, like, multiplayer games or sports games are just, like, obviously super replayable. But, like, a game that you, like, really sat down and replayed the story again, or, like, a game that you've, I don't know if you've ever done this. Have you ever 100%ed a game, like, gotten all the achievements for it?
Yeah, no, I've never been into achievements, but there is one game I've gotten close to 100%ing. I usually never go out of my way to do side quests or collectible content, but there's one game in particular that I remember distinctly doing all that stuff in that I will talk about in a bit. I don't know if you want me to go first, or do you want to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so the game I was thinking about was Assassin's Creed 2. We have talked about this game a little bit and how much I've enjoyed this franchise, and As though I don't really play the later games, I haven't played that much of Assassin's Creed. I almost called Assassin's Creed Valheim. Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I did really enjoy Assassin's Creed Ezio Trilogy and Assassin's Creed 2. I remember when I finished the main story of that game, I just loved the gameplay in the world so much that I decided to go back and collect all the hidden apples of Eden. I don't know if you remember this or not, but in Assassin's Creed 2, if you collected these apples of Eden in the world, you would unlock fragments of a video, and once you collected all the apples, you would be able to watch this whole entire video showing like what happened to, you know, like where the apples of Eden come from and things like that. And I don't want to spoil it for people, but it was a really cool story, and it made me really interested in the present day storyline of Assassin's Creed, which is kind of a bummer to me that I don't really spend as much time on the present day storyline, but. Yeah, I remember doing stuff like that. And even though I knew that I could just find that stuff on YouTube if I wanted to watch it, I just enjoy the gameplay so much that I preferred to find the apples myself in game.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things about games like that is collectibles, especially the Assassin's Creed. I feel like the only thing that was really to do on the side on the in the early Assassin's Creed was collectibles hunting. So yeah, if you really ran around and got all those stuff, that's like you really like the game. I think one of my biggest prerequisites for like, do I want to do all the side quests is like, do I really like the gameplay of this game? Because if the gameplay really makes me angry, then I just want to get the story over with and just be done with it. So I remember true. So another game that's like that is Spider-Man. The most recent Spider-Man was super good. I really liked the gameplay. The gameplay is actually like super simple and like easy to get into and kind of therapeutic, just swinging around New York all day. So I remember I that was the last game I 100%ed. That was super fun to just like go around and do all the, there's like little challenges you can do, like combat challenges, stealth challenges. There's obviously collectibles. They weren't exactly like side quests, but they were like these little, you can stop, I don't know if you remember, you can stop the like the crimes from happening and stuff like that. So like I cleared the entire map and then did all that and then got like 100% out of the game. And obviously I got the platinum trophy, but then obviously like there was like freaking DLCs. So it just feels so weird because it's like, oh, here's some more DLCs. And then like it added more achievements. Like it doesn't take away your platinum, but it feels like, just when I thought I was done, it's not done. There's more.
That's kinda crazy. You got the platinum, though. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I platinumed the good old platinum. It really wasn't that difficult, to be honest. It's like, once you beat the game and you clear the map of all the activities and, like, the collectibles, that's essentially it. There's only a few things, like, a few hidden trophies that was, like combat specific, where it's like, oh, you gotta do this random thing a couple of times, and you gotta swing a guy up in the air and hit him 20 times and then punch him in the face, like, you know, just random things like that. There were a couple of those. I think one or two of them I got just like by accident while playing the game, and then the other ones I just like looked up how to do them, and then that was it. Yeah, like that game was pretty easy to platinum, to be honest. That was probably like the first one I'd done in a really long time. But
I've never platinum a game before. I did consider platinuming the Horizon Zero Dawn game because I really did enjoy that game. I enjoyed the story and the gameplay of that game a lot. But I don't know what it was. Just it's always like just one or two achievements that I look at and I'm just like, no, I do not want to do that. And that's just ruins the possibility of me getting a platinum trophy.
There's usually at least one achievement, especially in open world games, that's pretty grindy, where it's like you got to go grind this thing out for a while and then do it, and that's how you get the achievements. I don't know if that was what it was for Horizon.
Yeah, it was probably something like that. It was something grindy that I just did not feel like doing. It was like completely arbitrary, zero interest in doing it, and I was like, do I really need to do this for the platinum trophy? And I was just like, I don't really care that much.
Well, something that happens with me is, especially a game like that where there's an open world component and side quest, I force myself to do a lot of the side quests before I do the main quest, because I know if I'm done with the main quest, there's like a 1% chance I'll go back and do other side quests. It's just like, I'm done with the story. I don't need to do anything else. So like, yeah, I'm like you. I rarely go out of my way to platinum a game. I mean, obviously, I only have like two platinums, I think. But I think this whole topic for me was just another excuse for me to talk about Last of Us, because this week I just started playing Last of Us again, Last of Us Part 2 again. And I remember I platinumed the first one. So like it was like maybe a year and a half after I played the first one. It was like a spring break, and I was just going to go home. I was in college. I was going to go home from college, and I didn't have any plans that week. So it's just like, I guess I'll just play Last of Us again. And then I just like had a guide up the whole time, and just so it could tell me like where all the collectibles are. Cause that's the thing with Last of Us. Like most of the extra stuff is just collectibles. Like, go find this in this corner and stuff like that. And he has a couple of combat stuff, but it's mostly like to get all the trophies, you got to collect all the things and then beat the game. Essentially, it's pretty straightforward. But the thing is with Last of Us, especially the second one, is once I was done with the story, like, it's so emotionally and mentally taxing. It's just, I was so done with that game. It's just like, I don't want to, experience this game again for a long time. So I didn't really think I would go back to it. But recently I've just been feeling it because I know people that are playing the first one and it's just like making me kind of nostalgic. Just like I kind of want to like go back into that world and mess around and like try to platinum it.
Yeah. So that's impressive because I was going to ask you too, what are your thoughts on, do you feel like you tend to only 100% games or try to 100% games whenever they're brand new as opposed to playing a game after it had already been out for a year or two? Because I do think that whenever a new game is out, there's a lot of hype around it. You know, a lot of people talk about it online, there's YouTube videos. I think because that constant like hype and like being in the conversation, at least for me, it like pushes me to keep playing the game as much as possible as opposed to playing a game years after it comes out and everyone's already played it. I just want to see the story and kind of see where it goes. So I just, you know, take the shortest path possible to get from point from beginning to end.
For me, essentially, if I don't platinum in the first shot, then yeah, it'll be a couple years before I go back to it. The thing that makes me go back to it is usually like either I'm bored because I have nothing else to do or I really like the game. Like I went back and played a lot of God of War again.
My mom's talking about that, actually.
Your mom?
Yeah, my mom said that she was like, I saw your cousin playing some game on his TV and it looked like a movie. She thought it was real. And I was like, what? She was like, he had like an axe. And I was like, oh, it's probably a God of War.
No, I think this must have just happened. I was playing freaking Last of Us.
Was it really? Oh, that's hilarious.
Because she said, this game looks like a movie. And I was like, yeah, it's just, no. The graphics gotten a lot better.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, my mom said she wanted to play it. And you're like, I don't think you're going to want to play this. Now that I know it's Last of Us Part 2, I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah, my mom could not play that game.
Yeah, she was like, oh, I like this game because it was literally in the prologue of the game where you don't do anything. I was just like riding a horse. So she was just like, oh, this looks really nice. As long as it's not scary. I like playing games like this. I'm just like, it definitely gets scary later on. She's like, oh, yeah. No.
Listeners, if you don't know, my mom, she plays Animal Crossing, and that's like her limit of like how much combat she wants in the game. So, yeah, that would have been interesting, but that's funny.
Yeah, another thing with The Last of Us 2, I toned it down to normal because the first time I played it through, I played it on hard. I was just like, I don't need the experience to be hard again. So I've been playing normal, so I've been playing a lot looser than the first time around. Jeez, the first time around, man, I stealthed almost every encounter. I almost never got into a fight, like a full-blown fight, until like later in the game or like halfway through the game where I like was really getting comfortable. I don't know exactly when I started like really getting really like bloody in the fights. It's like maybe a third of the way through the game where you go through this like giant area. I'm actually probably going to hit it pretty soon. It's called Hillcrest. For people that have played or watched that game, it's like the Hillcrest neighborhood. I don't know if you remember watching through that. Did you watch through that?
I'm sure I did, but I don't remember the name.
It's like, I think it's day two of Seattle with Ellie, and then it's Hillcrest neighborhood, and it's literally just an absolute army of dudes. And I think it's the first time you deal with dogs. Is that the first or second time you deal with dogs? Oh my goodness, man. I died that place so many times. And then that was like when I learned the secret of Last of Us combat. It's not about like fighting to kill everybody. It's fighting to run away. It's just like you just kill enough dudes so you can just get the crap out of there. So yeah, it was I'm not looking forward to playing through that again. I've been playing for the last 2 or 3 days. I'm just like, whew, this game's kind of hard. I don't know if I'm going to make it through, but we'll see how long I make it until That's I get funny. Burnt out on it.
Anything? That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, other than that, like for me, Assassin's Creed is the only one really, because I really just don't like going back and playing games over again. And I really don't like to 100% games. Like you said already, World of Warcraft is probably the game I play the most in terms of like replayable, because I go back and make new characters and do that a lot.
Essentially replaying the whole game again, honestly.
Yeah, but even then, it's like with a new character, with a new class, it's like you have different abilities. So even though the story is the same, I feel like the gameplay can change a pretty good amount. You know, like I'm having to learn a whole new rotation, you know, strengths and weaknesses of that class, and so it's
Speaking of replaying World of Warcraft, we did like a lot of achievement hunting in World of Warcraft over the years. To be honest, like. I know you've done way more than I have, obviously, but I remember there was a time when there was an achievement that was like to get all the mounts. That took me like a good week while we were on summer vacation. That was kind of crazy because you got to do like a lot of repetition grinds. And yeah, that was a rough one.
I remember that. Yeah, I used to be a mount collector. Yeah, and there was like, I think if you got like 100 mounts, you got a special mount for getting 100 or something like that.
Yeah, it was something like that. And yeah, there's like obviously a bunch of exploration ones. I essentially just did the easy ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, and see, and that's the thing I like about World of Warcraft achievements, and I kind of wish PlayStation and Xbox did with their achievement system too. Like in World of Warcraft, a lot of the achievements have rewards attached to them. You know, like there was this one achievement where if you did all the holiday achievements, you would get a special mount. And back when that achievement was first out, that mount was the fastest mount you can get in the game. And the only way to get a mount at 310% flying speed was to get that achievement.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and I always kind of wish, like, you know, if you got a platinum in some sort of game, you would get, like, some special thing. And some games do that. Some games, if you get a platinum, they give, like a special wallpaper, you know, for your PlayStation. But I don't know. I wish that was more common because I think tying rewards to the achievements is really cool. I know Bungie does that, actually, for Destiny 2, which is really cool. There are certain items in the Bungie physical online store that you can only buy if you've gotten certain achievements in game. So you can actually buy like a jacket or like a pin, like a physical jacket or a real pin, only if you link your account to, if you link your character to your account, and it can verify that you've done what you need to do in game in order to buy that product. It's kind of cool.
Interesting. Yeah, the whole rewards on the achievement thing is, I've actually never experienced that, so I have no idea what you're talking about. I think that'd be awesome. It'd be super cool if I like got platinum on Last of Us and got like this a cool banner for my PlayStation account or like a background. The PS5 background essentially just changes depending on what game you're hovering, which is pretty cool. But like the just stock background, just like the black background, like this is kind of boring. It'd be nice to have like, you know, just like the PS4 and the PS3 before it, where you can have like the actual look to it, you know, mm-hmm. wallpaper. So that'd be kind of cool. I kind of missed that. But yeah, give me a second. I had something in mind. I just veered it off in my head.
Well, while you're thinking of that, I will mention one other thing. I was playing a new game this week, actually. Well, a game that we have played, both of us have played for a long time. This kind of fits into the same topic, is old school RuneScape.
Oh my goodness, you're not, someone else brought up RuneScape to me recently. I'm angry that we're still on RuneScape. We need to move on. That game is dead.
I don't know what it is. It's just like something about that game. Like it does the reward, the progression cycle of that game is so rewarding just because there are no catch-up mechanics and every quest you do is like completely unique. It just feels really cool. You know what I mean? Like I feel like I have like distinct memories of all these different quests I've done in game that I don't have with like other MMOs like World of Warcraft. And I don't know. It's just like this game that I go back to whenever I'm just really, really bored. But and also just because it's like you can play it so passively, like you can play it while watching a TV show and things like that. Like, I don't know. It's just really chill. And the fact that you can get on your iPad now. Oh, my gosh, dude. It's a game changer.
Oh, you can be like, on an iPad? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, dude. I was, like, leveling up thieving on my iPad. It was so nice. Just, like, sit on the couch, just tapping at a fruit stall. And, yeah, I don't know. It's just cool. And it's cool now, too, like, because we're adults and, like, have so much more knowledge on how to play the game. Like, I'm able to do so much more now than I was back in high school. And I'm getting ready. I'm actually at the point now I'm going to do this quest called Desert Treasure, which is one of the longest quests in the game. I don't know. It's just kind of exciting. So, yeah, that's a game that I always end up coming back to. It's not really a high replayability, but just because the game is so big, there's always something new to do, even though I've played the game for years at this point. Yeah, that's funny. That's so funny that RuneScape came up in one of your conversations this week as well.
Dude, yeah, I know someone has started playing RuneScape again. I'm just like, why? Oh, come on. Part of me is like kind of a little bit of FOMO. It was like, am I missing out on something good? And then I remember, no, it's freaking RuneScape. Why are people playing RuneScape? Let's play something else.
You know, that's what I thought. And then I got into it, and I was like, you know what? It actually is. I can't explain why it's fun, but I'm having fun. I'm actually having more fun playing RuneScape right now than World of Warcraft in a weird way. So
yeah, you're jumping on that. Oh, it's funny. Quick story about the whole Last of Us replay thing. Since, you know, I played Last of Us Part 2 on my PS4, and then I gave away my PS4. Did I give it? Yeah, whatever. I sold it to my brother-in-law for like $100. But I lost all my save files because I didn't, like, I don't have PS Plus. If you have PS Plus, you save all your save files to their cloud system, but obviously I didn't have that, so I lost all of all my save files. I was like, well, I guess we're starting from scratch, but luckily your trophies are binded to your account, so...
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I didn't have to, like, re-get a bunch of trophies. I mean, all the trophies I got were pretty easy to get. You get them through just a regular playthrough most of the time, so that's that, but also... The thing that's making me angry, too, is, like, a lot of games these days have new game pluses. Like, Spider-Man had it. God of War had it. I don't know that Horizon had it. I don't think they would, because you can just run around after you're done with the main mission anyways. But you say I have to do at least a couple of hours of gameplay in New Game Plus to get the Platinum Trophy. Mm-hmm. And that's, I don't know, I just felt really dumb. It's like, why are you forcing me to do New Game Plus to Platinum? I don't know, it's strange. Just like sometimes,
that is really weird.
Sometimes they'll force you to do the game on a different difficulty to get Platinum. That's also annoying. I feel like the Platinum Trophy shouldn't be difficulty gated. It should just be like, you know, did you like take the time to find all these things or... kill all these enemies in this specific way or beat the game. Like, it shouldn't be like, oh, how freaking hardcore are you? It's like, what? No. Like, I don't know. I think you can actually, like, there's a separate set of trophies for grounded mode in Last of Us, which is like the most difficult difficulty. But I'm pretty sure I could still get platinum by just doing, well, you could do it by just doing very light, to be honest. It's like,
yeah,
super easy.
And that's the thing too about platinum trophies. Like, some games are easier than others, and it kind of I don't know. That's a whole other conversation, but yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, well, that was one reason why Spider-Man was so nice, because it's just like it's a pretty easy game, to be honest. So mm-hmm. I mean, I played it on hard, and I felt like I almost had no trouble getting through that game at all. Mm-hmm. Got someone else?
No, I was just gonna say, actually, we probably need to wrap this up. I have, speaking of World of Warcraft and RuneScape, I actually am leading raids on World of Warcraft for my guild on Sundays, and so we may need to...
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's all we had. A little quick one for everyone. Yeah, I think it's a little bit harder to think about a game that you replay a lot that's not like an online game, because we all have online games that we play all day, like freaking between Warzone, League of Legends, and, you know, other BRs or whatever, and... I know some people play sports games all day, so it's a thinker, because I know some achievement hunters, like, you know, freaking our buddy John is a bit of an achievement hunter. I don't know if he still does that as much.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but I remember when we were younger, he was always like try to get as many achievements as possible. But yeah, that was not there. Like, what game have you 100%ed? Played a bunch, even though there's no reason to do so, really.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see. Maybe it's a game that we might want to play in the future. Well, yeah, let's get out of here. Go back to playing some games.
Yep. See you guys next week.
All right. See ya.